evening, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program featuring me, your host, Mac, and the antique phonographs and gramophones and Victrolas. Well, it should be singular of all. The phonograph, the gramophone, and the Victrola. It's actually not a gramophone. It's a Victor talking machine. You know, you have to be careful about the way you throw around these words, especially when it's 1910, because there's a lot of competition going on, and those words meant a lot more than they did today. But we're a little more mellow about it. Let's just say here I am with these crank-up machines playing these old records. We started off with a tune called Sugar Lump by the Victor Military Band on the Victor label. A 101-year-old record from 1914. Love that clomping sound for the rhythm in there. Really good. Well, it's a variety show tonight of some singers and songs, some ethnic stuff, some instrumentalists, and a couple cylinders thrown in there for good measure. Let's go now to Honey Duke and his Uke. And that is a pseudonym for Mr. Johnny Marvin on the Cheap Dime Store Bell label from 1927. Here is Get Away, Old Man, Get Away.
About to choose a man. Don't pick one who is ancient. Get a young one if you can. For an old man he is old. For an old man he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. If you marry an old man, now listen what I say. You're sure to meet a young man who will steal your heart away. For an old man he is old, and an old man he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. Be sure to get a young man with red and rosy cheeks. Don't get a man with a cane in his hand whose back is very weak. For an old man he is old, and an old man he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. A young man with pockets lined with silk than to marry an old man with 100 cows to milk. For an old man he is old, and an old man he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. An apple in his hand than to marry an old man with 100 acres of land. For an old man he is old, and an old man he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. Don't ever marry an old man, I'll tell you the reason why. His lips are all tobacco juice, his skin is never dry. For an old man he is old, and an old man he is gray. But a young man knows just how to love. Get away, old man, get away. Get away, get away, get away. Get away, get away, get away. You fly, don't bother me. You fly, don't bother me. Get away, get away, get away.
Things are not on the old plantation. I think I ought to know for why. I eat him all the time. Then it's sauerkraut, yes, it's sauerkraut. That's good, you know, for we like it so. Then it's sauerkraut, yes, it's sauerkraut. Only 5 cents, 1 pint. Hungry am I, hungry, lay, hungry, I lay, hungry am I, hungry, lay, hungry, I lay. When sauerkraut commence to smell, that he can smell no smeller, we put him in that little barrel what's lay down in the cellar. We put him in that barrel and stamp him with our feet. We stamp him and stamp him to make him nice and sweet. Sauerkraut is bully, I told you it's a time. So help me cheese and dragas, I eat him all the time. Then it's sauerkraut, yes, it's sauerkraut. Why, it's good, you know, for me like it so. Then it's sauerkraut, yes, it's sauerkraut. Only 5 cents, 1 pint. Hungry am I, hungry, lip, hungry, I am your baby. Hungry am I, hungry, lip, hungry, I lay. Now show me that gal what never will have a dear little baby boy. A very good child what never will cry and make a man blessed and glad. Some people see pleasures away from their home while I by the fire do keep. Oh, the fire burns bright, I could sit me all night while rocking those babies to sleep. Oh, yeah, younger than me. She's full of enjoyment and plenty of fun, and oft times goes out for a spree. She leaves me behind, those babies to mind, the house in good order to keep. While away she does roam, far away from her home, while I rock those babies to sleep. Oh, I got those babies to sleep. I took a short walk down the street. And there, to my surprise, I saw for my eyes my wife with a policeman 6 feet. At first, I got wild. I bummed her and smiled. Said, I've been taking a peep. They've been huddling and kissing, all in their while I rocked those babies to sleep. Olé, olé.
Sauerkraut is Bully, there by Mr. George P. Watson on an Edison Blue Amber All Cylinder record. It's a 4-minute record from 1913. You know, as I'm doing these playlists in real time, I often want to get little tidbits of information about some of these artists via the internet, and sometimes I can't find any. What was interesting in this case was I went to look for information on George P. Watson. There's a Wikipedia page, but it's all in German. That was, I guess, the only people who'd be interested in information about George P. Watson and that yodeler, I suppose. Well, before that, a little pop tune by Mr. Arthur Fields on the Perfect label from 1924. Sorry for that bum needle on that one. It happens. I should have changed it before I started it. It was When I Was a Dandy and You Were the Belle. Edwin Dale and George Reedon with a sleepy number called Sleepyhead there on the Columbia label before that. And Honey Duke and His Uke, pseudonym for Johnny Marvin is what I was trying to say. Get Away, Old Man, Get Away on the Belle label. cheap dime store label from 1927. All right, going to do some ethnic records now. And speaking of ethnic records and yodelers specifically, I have a handful of German, Austrian yodeling records that are very different from the pop yodeling that we had imported here and was adapted for listening. But this is what yodeling was really like back in the old country, in the fatherland, as they say. And this is on a foreign label series of OK. It's an imported record from about, it's late teens, I suspect. And even the letters on there are in this old German script, which I don't really understand how to read or even write. So I made an attempt to do something on the playlist. But let's just let the shellac speak for itself, or in this case, yodel for itself. I think I gotta change this needle first. All right, let's see. New needle we need. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Toots Paka Hawaiian Company with a 1914 Columbia record there. Lia Iki Wa Mapuna. Now, soon after records like this, the bastardization of the Hawaiian music starts to take place with what you'd imagine. It's like a caricature of it. But Toots Paka was really giving us the authentic Hawaiian music stuff, which was very nice. And, you know, that's the way it is in America. We take this one music and we manipulate it. Sometimes it becomes something great. Sometimes maybe not so. You know, we heard what I'd call a real oompa band before that. It was a Lithuanian band. I'm not even going to try to announce that one, but it's a Victor record from the 20s. Real oompa band for sure. And we heard Krylov's Russian Balalaika Orchestra before that, giving America a taste of the balalaika in 1921 there on a Victor record. And yeah, you know, we started off with that, what I call this real authentic yodeling stuff, soon to be played around with. I mean, there were definitely American yodelers coming here in the 1800s and bringing this kind of music, and yodeling was going on and by George P. Watson in the aughts of the last century. And, you know, then soon you have Jimmy Rogers yodeling and it becoming a cowboy yodeling thing. So again, that's what America does. We take stuff, mutate it, mash it all together, and what comes out is something else. All right, let's continue now with some instrumentalists. I mean, this one could also be kind of ethnic, but it's Joseph Moskowitz on the cymbalon, but he's doing a classical piece. The cymbalon is kind of the hammer dulcimer. Imagine a set of strings in front of you, and you have hammers, and you're hitting the strings. And he does a great version of Hungarian Dance No. 5 here from 1916. He has some great records, doing pop things and Hungarian zartas. So he does a whole mix of stuff. So here we go.
Thank you.
All right, Pietro Diero, the most influential accordion player. They're on a Victor record from 1916, spawning legions of parents to make their kids take accordion lessons in the 50s, hoping that one day they could be as famous as Pietro. But never really happened. I once worked in a music store in Newark, New Jersey, and this place was really old. And they, in one room upstairs, used to be the accordion lesson room, and the wall was filled with 8x10 black and white photos of kids, probably 5 to 9, all with their accordions posing. There must have been posing day also there. And there had to be 100 at least of these, more than 100. It was a giant wall. I wish I could have all those photos now. I don't even know if the store exists anymore. I should drive by there and see. But before that, Wes Ostman there on a Victor record, which was released around 1914, but it's already a reissue of a 1906 recording, a testament to how popular Wes Ostman still was. So that was called Silver Heels. And Joseph Moskowitz with Hungarian Dance No. 5 started us off. Okay, one more set of singers singing their songs. The next one is one of the most popular songs of 1911 and a big one for Irving Berlin. Hold on one second. Sorry, I had to check something on the record. This is a Columbia version of it. And, you know, if I was doing a classic rock show, this would be like me playing Stairway to Heaven. It's that kind of song. And it's Alexander's Ragtime Band, Collins and Harlan, 1911, one of the biggest songs of the period, and still probably a song that one of the few that has made its way into popular culture today in certain circles. In certain ways. So let's hear it.
Oh, my honey.
Yes.
Oh, my honey.
Yes.
Better hurry and let me in. Ain't you going?
Where you going?
Ain't you going?
Where you going?
To the leader man.
Ragged music man?
Oh, my honey.
What?
Oh, my honey.
What?
Let me take you to Alexander's Grandstand Brass Band. Ain't you coming along? Come on in here.
I'd like to hear.
Come on in here.
I'd like to hear.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here.
Oh, yes, we do.
Come on in here.
Oh, yes, we do.
It's the best band in the land.
Can they play the bugle call like I never heard before?
Why, so natural that you want to go to war. That's just the best this band want am. Honey lamb. Come on along,
I'm going along,
come on along,
I'm going along.
Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man,
up to the man,
up to that man,
up to what man?
Who's the leader of the band? And I would like to hear the Swanee River play
in ragtime.
Come on in here,
I'm going to hear.
Come on in here,
I'm going to hear.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Oh, my honey.
Well.
Oh, my honey.
Well.
There's a fiddle with notes that screeches like a chicken.
Like a chicken.
Like a chicken.
Oh, you chicken.
And the clarinet
is a quartet.
Come and listen.
Sure.
Come and listen.
Sure.
To a classical band what teaches.
Come now,
somehow. Better hurry along. Come on in here.
I'd like to hear.
Come on in here.
I'd like to hear.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here.
Oh, yes, we do.
Come on in here.
Oh, yes, we do. It's the best band in the land. Can they play the bugle call like I never heard before?
Why, so natural that you want to go to war. That's just the best thing that one am. Honey lamb, come on along,
I'm going along.
Come on along.
I'm going along.
Let me take you by the hand. Up up to the man.
Up to the man.
Up to that man.
Up to what man?
Who's the leader of the band? And I would like to hear the Swami River play in the ragtime. Come on and hear.
I'm going to hear.
Come on and hear.
I'm going to hear
Alexander's ragtime band.
I've heard them rave about the dear old farm, the old, old tin bucket and the old red barn, where every evening at close of day, how sweet it was to smell the new mown hay. They said 'twas fun to drive an old blind cow, or act as chauffeur for the old farm plow. I tried it once, but at break of day, I hit the cinders for old Broadway. Take it from me, I'd rather be a little lamppost on Broadway. Give me the glare of Long Acre Square and let me live there night and day. You take the farm, the cows and the barn, the buttermilk and new mown hay. And give me a cell in the Mill Hotel near the lamppost of old Broadway. That day I spent upon the dear old farm. I made an acquaintance in the old red barn. He was a plow horse, ancient and gray, who sadly eyed me as I passed his way. He nudged my elbow and with tear-dimmed eye told me he'd seen me in the days gone by. I asked him where, so raising his head, whispering softly, the old horse said, take it from me, I used to be the wisest cab horse on Broadway. And in my prime, I used to shine upon the track at Sheephead Bay. I quit the track for night work at Jack's until they brought me here to stay. How I'd love to be back pulling that old hack by the lamppost of old Broadway. The village blacksmith neath the chestnut tree, who's not had a shave since General Grant fought Lee, would not be happy lest he were there, so he could manicure the old gray mare. He doesn't know if there's a war or not. The last he heard was Lincoln had been shot. He'd be surprised to hear someone say there were no horse cars on old Broadway. Take it from me, I'd rather be a little sign on old Broadway. Or be a bug on a Turkish rug and referee a cabaret. If I could be a Manhattan flea and ride a new horse every day, I'd be satisfied just to sit and ride by the lamppost of old Broadway.
I hate a moral coward, one who lacks the manly spark. I just detest a man afraid to go home in the dark. I always spend my evenings where there's woman, wine, and song. But like a man, I always bring my little wife along. I'm a member of the midnight crew. I'm a night owl and a wise bird too. Home with the milk in the morning, singing the same old song. Rise with the moon, go to bed with the sun. Early to bed and you'll miss all the fun. Bring your wife in trouble, it will never trouble you. Make her a member of the midnight crew. The fun, it doesn't stop till 12 on happy old Broadway. So what's the use of going home until the break of day? Now something confidential, whisper not above a breath. I once went home at 2 a.m. and scared my wife to death. I'm a member of the midnight crew. I'm a night owl and a wise bird too. Home with the milk in the morning, singing the same old song. Rise with the moon, go to bed with the sun. Early to bed and you'll miss all the fun. Bring your wife in trouble, it will never trouble you. Make her a member of the midnight crew. I never shall forget the night I made six robbers run. Although I didn't have a knife, a blackjack or a gun, I proved myself a hero of a very high degree. I ran for home and six of them were running after me. I'm a member of the midnight crew. I'm a night owl and a wise bird too. Home with the milk in the morning, singing the same old song. Rise with the moon, go to bed with the sun. Early to bed and you'll miss all the fun. Bring your wife in trouble, it will never trouble you. Make her a member of the midnight crew.
Mr. Eddie Morton there. Great charismatic singer from his 1909 Victor record, I'm a Member of the Midnight Crew. And another guy who likes to be out partying is Mr. Billy Murray, speaking about how he'd rather be a lamppost on old Broadway than riding some blind cow in Kansas. I can relate to that on an Edison Blue Amber All Cylinder record from 1915. And Alexander's Ragtime Band started us off with Collins and Harlan from 1911, which will bring us to the end of this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. A little pitch here for something I'm doing tomorrow night. You know, collecting these discs and cylinders is one thing I like to do. But another thing I've been interested in for a long time is something I call disposable records. Records that were really not meant to be lasting forever. Made for a specific purpose, if so you say, perhaps. Some say they're flexi discs, but they're more than that. Back of cereal boxes, advertising giveaways, postcards. Things that were meant to be of the moment. And I'm participating in something in association with the City Reliquary Museum tomorrow night at the Brooklyn Historical Society. It's a collector's night. So it's a celebration of unique ephemera. And I'll be one of the people presenting there, a wall of records and a table full. And you may have seen some of the stuff I do at the WFMU Record Fair through the years if you've gone to that. So I'll be there tomorrow night at 128 Piermont Avenue in Brooklyn. It's from 6:30 to 9:30. So maybe I'll see you there. If not, I'll be back on the radio next week with another show. And I'm going to leave you with one more from Your K's Southern Five, a 1920 Columbia record of the Railroad Blues. So until next time, folks, your host Mac of the Antique Phonograph Music Program saying nighty night, everybody.
Thank you. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU